We're doing Taryag Mitzvot, and we were going in the order of the day, and we're up to the meal. So we finished davening, we finished business, we finished laning, we finished Birkat Torah. And now, Ukshurtel Echol Pat Shachit, and when he wants to eat the bread of the morning, our sages said that a person who eats bread in the morning, he eats some kind of something made of flour bread or mizonot, so it prevents all kinds of illnesses, the Gemara says. So a person is going to come eat the illnesses, yeah. So a person is going to come and eat his morning bread. And he has a mind that the blessing on the bread is going to also encompass all the food and the water he'll drink within the meal. So then there's an opinion that says that he should drink a little bit of water before he eats the omar, and in preparation for the meal, a person should say, here I hereby want to drink and eat, so that my body will be whole and strong for the service of my Creator, yitbarach shmo, liotev neeman Hashem yitbarach, to be a faithful servant before Hashem, hamsharet l'rabo b'chol kocho, I want to serve Hashem with all my strength, kmo shneemar, the verse says, v'avatem t'Hashem lokhem, should serve Hashem. So it also says, "Ulovdob chol vavchem, serve Hashem with all your heart." And the verse says, "Rakishama lechav shmon avshcha meod, watch yourself; you shouldn't become like a daisical in your service of Hashem." And the verse says, "Venishmatem meod lenafshotichem, should also watch yourself to remain healthy." That, and it says, "Vata Hashem lukecha bechol levavecha b'shnei yitzarecha, love Hashem with all your hearts." It means with your yetzer tov and your yetzer ras. Even things that I'm doing that seem physical should be to the service of the Creator, and that's what I'm doing now. I'm eating, well, that's also the service of the Creator. And in eating, I'm preparing milota, say, I'm going to fulfill the prohibition, shelo liot eved l'avdat kochavim, not to serve idol worship, God forbid, as the Torah prohibits us from serving idols. Shelo la'avod avdat kochavim ba'avdash daka b'chaf af peo. The Torah says, don't serve the idols in one of the four ways, bowing, sacrificing, throwing the blood, right? The Torah tells us four actions are universal for all forms of sacrifice. And then, for all forms of idol worship. And then, you have the forms that are specific for that idol. One idol, the way you'd serve it, was going to the bathroom in front of it. The Torah says, lo tavdem, don't serve them even in their own private way of service. And I'm preparing myself to bless over this drink that I'm going to drink from, as our sages instituted. Because there's an argument among our sages whether one must make a blessing over water. If you're going to drink something within a meal, do you have to make a blessing or not? Does a motzi cover all food items, or does it cover drink items as well? So our custom is that it covers all drink items aside from wine. Unless you need to make a borpri agafen on grape juice or wine, all other drinks are covered. But in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, this wasn't so clear-cut. So therefore, the pious people would drink a drop of water beforehand. They drink a little bit of water, so they make a shahakol. And this way, their blessing covered the drink in the meal as well. So he's going with that opinion. Vesmechu HaKan, our sages aligned this with the verse, Kodesh Hilulim, that we sanctify Hashem with praise when we make a blessing. And the verse says, L'Hashem Ha'atzum Lo'a, God has, all of the land is His. And the other verse says, He's given the earth over to mankind. So our sages say, God says, if you make a blessing, you can have of my earth. If you don't make a blessing, you cannot. So I'm fulfilling all of this when I make a blessing. And this is what a person should think whenever he's going to make a blessing, that I'm fulfilling the rabbinical institution of serving my Creator and blessing God before I eat and I drink. And when he's going to make a blessing over smell, so he should say, I'm fulfilling the rabbinic institution which is aligned with the verse, all breaths praise God. What does it mean, all breaths? So our sages said, that's something that you enjoy by breathing, that smell. What do you enjoy when you breathe? But the body doesn't enjoy. That is smell, and that's why our sages instituted a blessing on smell. So he said, when a person prepares for the blessing of the morning, he should say, I'm preparing myself to eat, to be a better servant before my Creator, which is in fulfillment of all the different mitzvot, to serve Hashem well. And Hashem says, watch yourself to be healthy, I'm doing that as well when I'm eating. And I'm fulfilling the biblical prohibition not to serve other gods, I'm serving Hashem in my food. And in the blessing over the drink, I'm preparing myself to make the blessing, as our sages instituted, that this is a way of praising Hashem, And over smell, it's aligned with the verse, Kol Hanshama Talel Ka, the blessing over smell.